musician Rafiq Bhatia takes a fresh look at some perennial jazz standards in his new album. He subverts expectations of songs we know well and of himself. He's best known as the guitarist for the rock band Sun Lux, and yet he plays for less than a minute on this project. Reporter Franny Kelly explains.
Rafiq Bhatia's new four-song EP is called Standards Volume 1, half of them written by the great Duke Ellington. But you might not realize that without a heads up. Bhatia's transformation of In a Sentimental Mood renders it almost unrecognizable. The liberties he takes are in line with Ellington's own stance on genre boundaries. In a 1964 CBC interview, Ellington was put off when asked about the music of his people.
Now, that's a strange question. My people. Now, which of my people? I mean, I'm in several groups. Let's see, I'm in the group of the piano players. I'm in the group of the listeners. I'm in the group of what? Those who appreciate Beaujolais.
In his memoir, Ellington writes, "There really are no categories, you know. Everyone is so alone. The basic, essential state of humankind."
I think that's the best answer to that question I've ever heard.
Rafiq Bhatia.
It helps me make sense of my own resistance to that kind of classification.
Bhatia has been called a jazz musician and an experimental musician, and his guitar shredding has been compared to that of Jimi Hendrix. He's not offended by the shorthand. But his latest work, which deploys recording techniques as much as performance chops, questions the act of reinterpretation.
Is it possible to, quote unquote, play these pieces without playing an instrument? And can you express who you are without picking up an instrument?
Though his intent is to disorient his listener.
I think I have a general interest in otherworldliness and the language of dreams and these kinds of spaces in which we might be able to shed our analytics about it in order to have an experience with it that is more emotional and less rational, maybe.
Bhatia's music making relies on his listeners' familiarity with landmark recordings to guide them through his ideas. Having already heard Ornette Coleman's recording of his song Lonely Woman, you can hear its melody recurring in Bhatia's version, over and over, jumping registers, moving from instrument to instrument. On Standards Volume 1, Bhatia shows himself in his choices, just one of which is the way he recorded pianist Chris Padishall playing Ellington's Single Petal of a Rose.
If you had been in the room with Chris, you actually would not have heard any notes.
That's because they laid a piece of felt inside the piano, between the hammers and the strings, dampening the instrument's reverberations and leaving
all the sound of human action without any pitches. And we just recorded it with a lot of volume and dynamic processing added to it so that it would bring the notes back out.
In other words, they cranked it up way past 11 to convert a series of gentle thuds into this.
It's like bottling the act of expression,
This is a crucial component of Bhatia's aesthetic. For as much as he's intrigued by the possibilities of technology that didn't exist in, say, 1964, he's not going for scrubbed perfection.
If all of these techniques are available to us, why aren't we using them in service of making ourselves feel like the listener is sitting there playing the piano and it's speaking back to her in this way?
Growing up the son of South Asian Muslim American immigrant parents in North Carolina, Bhatia says he didn't see many people who shared his identity. That void meant he made up himself, according to his own rules.
I can think of no better exemplar, like North Star, for people who have done that than Duke Ellington or Ornette Coleman, you know? And so even though I'm not sure how other people see my relationship to that music, for me, I know that there's no way that I would be able to be here doing what I'm doing with sound if it wasn't for their example.
Rafiq Bhatia's recreation of standards uses what we've heard before to ask what we haven't heard yet, and maybe even, why not? For NPR News, I'm Franny Kelly.